Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Yud Zayin, the last daf here in the first parak of Maseches Erevin, and we're going to talk about Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim, the din that's brought up here and two other places. So let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah on daf in Erevin and daf Yud Zayin tells us that there are four halachos that were relaxed in a time of and when machane milchama, but that's the Mishnah. Arba d'ram patur b'machane. Maybe an eitzim mikal makom, they can bring wood from wherever and not worry about gezel. Upeturim me'rechitzas yadayim. And they're patur from rechitzas yadayim. What is rechitzas yadayim? So that's what the Gemara discusses. The Gemara says, on Yud Zayin amabez, upeturim rechitzas yadayim, amar abaya, loshanu elamayim rishonim. What did they relax? The takana d'rabanan of washing one's hands before one eats. Aval, mayim achronim, chova. But mayim achronim is a chova. It's even more serious than mayim rishonim. Maybe it's mishum sakana and chamira sakanta meisura. And that is what Abaya says. Amr evchia bar ashi, mibnei ma amru mayim achronim chova. Why are mayim achronim a chova? Mibnei shemelach stomis yesh. There is the salt from stone. Melach stomis. Shemisame es ha'inayim. That if it's on one's hands and one's hands then touches one's eye, so then one would get blind. Rahman al-Islam. Amar Abaya, they talk about the amount. B'shtacha kukurta b'chura. B'chura, a court in a court of... the amount that's needed, the concentration. What if you just measure salt? Yes, that's also a problem. This is the Gemara Mayim Achronim. It's a chova. Seems pretty serious when you read the Gemara. Even more serious than the Mayim Rishonim. Tosfos already says here, among other places, 2 days Machachshav lo nago b'mayim achronim. Says Tosfos that the minag is not to do Mayim Achronim. Why? De'ein melach stomis matsui beinenu. Because melach stomis is not found in our communities, so the whole reason was melach stomis, so then we don't have to worry about it. Now, one might ask on this day of Tosfos that, one second, don't we usually have a rule? Afal pisha bat lahatam lo bat lahakzera. Once the Chazal make a law, so then the law is intact, even if the reason might not apply anymore. So here, even if the reason of melach stomis doesn't apply, how could we say that the din doesn't apply anymore? So that's tricky. So the Rishonim discussed that sometimes the reason is so built in, not most of the time, but a minority of times, sometimes the reason is so built in, so that if the reason doesn't apply, so then the gzera doesn't apply. And also one might say, formulated as follows, that it wasn't a real gzera takana. It was just based on a reality. They advised and they suggested and they strongly told us to do it, but it wasn't in the formal takana sense. Right? That's what Tosfos discusses in Beitza on Davav. Vahashta bismana ze she'ein chavrai mutter. Right, there was a certain type of group of individuals, the chavrai. Rashi says they're Uma Risha. Shahibim a Parsian, there was a terrible nation in the days of the Persians. Vakovanes Yisrael Lasus Malachton. And they forced the Jews to do their malacha. Ubi yantif hayunidachin mehen. Adish omrim lahem yantifu. Vim yiru osam. Mekavrim may say, if they saw the Jews burying their dead on yantif, they say, oh, you could work on yantif? Okay, so you should work on yantif. So that's why they stopped burying the dead. On yantif, it wouldn't be good. But, says the Tosfos, the ein lo v'hashtab is on azesh, ein chavrei mutter. But now that there are no chavrei anymore, so therefore it is mutter. The ein lo, our Tosfos says, shetzorach min yinachar latiro, tekivan dezeh hatam im shasha v'avrach shasha over hatam. Once the chshash was not there anymore, so then the whole din falls away. And where else do we see this? Tosfos says, v'yachanami amrinan gabi mayim galuyim. Mayim gluyim, leftover water that one is not allowed to partake of because maybe a snake dropped off some venom in the water. The asurin shema nachash shasamehen v'yachshav she'ein nachashim mitzuyim beinenu. And now that we don't have nachashim that are going to do that, anu shosamehen afil v'chadchila afal pishu davar sheveminyim. So that is Tosfos' two examples, the chavrai and the Mayim Galuyim, and we might add, according to Tosfos here, Mayim Achronim, there's no Melech Stomis, and then there's no reason to, there's no Chshash, and there's no worry to do it. Again, there are arguments by each one. The Vilna Gaon was very machpid about Mayim Galuyim, but this is first day of Tosfos. Second day of Tosfos, Inami, Lefi She'ein Anu Regilim L'Tavel Etzpa'oseinu B'Melech Achra Achila. Similar type of answer. The whole point is because we have salt on our fingers, and therefore we're going to put it onto our eyes, so not only we not have the salt, we don't dip our fingers in salt towards the end of the meal, so we're not going to have salt on our fingers, right? Maybe we use silverware, maybe, right, we just don't have the minhag of tevila, Tosfos says. So therefore, one wouldn't have to worry about my machronim. That's what Tosfos says. It is not done bizman hazeh. But the Ritva here then notes and comes along and says, but this is not the only reason for my machronim. If it was just Melech Stomis, then fine. There would be no reason to do it. There's no Melech Stomis, and we're not tovel our fingers. But says the Ritva, Pirish, my machronim chove, Pirish chove, mevne Melech Stomis, milvad, besides Masha Yesh bedvar mitzvah midrabanan. But there's also a mitzvah midrabanan. Kidda Amrina, and he quotes the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara seems to learn out Mayim Achronim from a Pasuk. This is the last lines of the 8th Perek of Brachos. B'masisa Tana v'iskadishtem elu mayim rishonim v'yisem kedoshim elu mayim achronim. Right, therefore you see that there is an idea of Mayim Achronim separate from the Sakana element. And therefore, you might say, Tosva says the minig is the Zomelach Stomus, but the Ritva says, Bavadai, Einze Maspik, Lasesi Dei, Midei, Mitzvahs V'Yisim Kedoshim. So, how do you do this? So, that seems to be more of a bona fide positive idea. Eladahilas El Alam Mavarech. What's a fascinating day? Maybe Mayim Achronim is only on the one that is going to be Mavarech, right? In the days of old, they used to have one person benching for all others. So maybe it was only on the Mavarech. That's a day in some Rishonim. V'yesh Bakilin El Avsei. He quotes the second day of Tosfos. We don't dip our fingers and we don't smear our hands in oil. This is the Ritva and Tosfos here. Tosfos there in Maseches Brachos also deals with this. Where Tosfos says, Anu Ein Melech Stomis Vasui Beinenu, Ein Anu Regilin Litol Achar Asuda, Ein Anatila Makeves Aleinu Levarech, Umihu. But then Tosfos says, maybe another way to discuss the two Gemaras. Again, the two Gemaras, our Gemara, which says that Mayim Achronim is just for the Sakana issue of the Melech Stomis, while the Gemara there in Brachos Nun Gimel sounds like there's something more positive. So Tosfos says, so the Ritva says, maybe it's the Mevarech versus all others. But the Tosfos has another answer. Anu anashim ha-me'unagim ha-regilim lito yedeh machar asuda. Those people who always wash their hands after the meal, vaday lahem ha'akev asanatila. For them, it's ma'akev, levarech brechaz ha-mazon. V'sichem lito yedeh kodim brechaz ha-mazon. So they have to. It depends if you're machmed about it. If you're machmed about it, so then you would have to. Because it's kavod l'bracha in order for you to do that. Tosfos also in Maseches Chulin, third context, where this comes up, Chulin and Daf Kufhei, Tosfos also discusses this and says that the pasuk must be an asmachta, right? It's not a bona fide limud as we would have thought, but Tosfos says there, v'yasmachta ba'almahu, da'atayim ad-vayim achronim, mishum melech stomis, that's the ikker. V'yonu, l'fin she'im melech stomis, mazim v'nein elonogu ma'im achronim, v'achanami, ki darash hasam, ki kadu, zes shemen, she'isachan esiyam, la'vir zazuam, v'yasmachta, da'lo matzina b'shum makam, you never find in any place that Shemen should be a chova or a mitzvah. So just like Shemen is not a chova or a mitzvah, so too here the Mayim Achronim is not a chova or a mitzvah. Good, says the, and then Tosfos says, what's the difference whether it's a chova or a mitzvah? And he quotes our Gemara about having to do with b'shas milchama. Good. If we look in the Rambam adds another element. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, and then we'll get to the Halacha Lamaisa. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Brachos says, quotes the Gemara, Kolas HaMelach, if you just measure the Melach, Tzorach Natilas V'dayim Bachrona, Shema Yishbo Melach Stomis, O Melach Shetivo Keteva Melach Stomis. So the Rambam acknowledges that maybe you don't have a Melach Stomis, but maybe you have a Melach that has similar properties as the Melach Stomis, and that could be a problem. Upnei Zechivu L'tol Yadayim B'sof Kol Suda Mipnei HaMelach Ubimachanep Terim Nitilas Yadayim B'tchila B'nei Shein Trudin B'Melchama V'chayavin B'achrona Mipnei HaSakana Chamira Sakanta Me'isura. And that's why Mayim Achronim still has to be done then. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Pei Aleph, someone was pointed out, Kuf Pei Aleph, Kuf Coffee, right? We do Mayim Achronim at the end of the meal when sometimes we have coffee. Kuf Pei Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mayim Achronim Chova. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Gemara is Lashon, it's a Chova. It's a Chova. The Mishnah Berurah quotes all that we have said already, the various Gemaras. Later on in the Shulchan Aruch does quote the other Deos. Yesh She'enogim Lito Mayim Achronim. There are those that are makel not to do Mayim Achronim Bismanazeh. Baliat Tosfos. V'afilu Lenogim came. Adam Shehu Istinis V'Rogel Lito Yodav Achar Asuda. And even those, but if somebody's Rogel to wash his hands, Lididei Avi B'Yadai Mizuamos. V'Zorach Lito Yodav Kodim Berchaz Amazon. Right, and that is the day of Tosfos in Maseches Brachos. So it is a Chove. If you look, many Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah summarizes many achronim that say to do Mayim Achronim, especially al pi Kabbalah, even if you don't like the reason of Melech Somis. But the Mishnah quotes Das Hagra the Tzarech Lito Gama Idna. Because there the reasons do apply. Many of the Achronim are makpid about this. There is a one other Gemara to mention having to do with Mayim Achronim, and that's the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara there quotes an unusual story, which the end of it has to do with Mayim Achronim. The story of the Gemara says that certain Tanoim, Rabbi Meir, were medayik b'shma. They were medayik, when they heard somebody's name, they used that as a tool to detect the personality and the midos of a person. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Ka'azli Ba'urcha, they were going, Rabbi Meir, Havidayik b'shma, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Lota, Havidayik b'shma. Kimata, Lehu, Dukta, they came to a place, Ba'ushpiza, they needed a place to stay. Yavu, Lehu, so they gave him a place to stay. Amru, Lo, Mashimcha, so they said to the innkeeper, what's your name? Amru, Lehu, Kidar, it says, Kidar is my name. Amar, Rabbi Meir said to himself, Shma mina Adam Rashihu, we must be a Rasha. Shinemar, Kidar, Tapuchos, Hema. Because the pasuk at the end of Dvarim, Kidar is a reference to Kidar Tapuchos. It's an upside down nation. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Ashlima lekisai. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi gave the innkeeper their wallets. Rabbi Meir lo ashlim lekisai. Rabbi Meir did not. Azal ose bekivre. He put it davua. He put it by the basic forest of his father. Ezali bechelma. That night, the Balabais had a dream, and in the dream it said, "Go take the wallet from the head of it." Again, it was a remiss to where the wallet was. Lomachar Omar Lehu, and the next day he says, Hachis Chazli B'chalmoy, I had this crazy dream. And what do you think? Amri Le Chalmad Veshimshi Lesbu Mamasha. They said, no, don't worry about it. Dreams are nothing, especially Friday night dreams where you're very relaxed. Meanwhile, Remeir went out to guard his wallet the rest of Shabbos. Also, Remeir Venashi Kulayoma Vaisei. Lomachar Amru Le, the next day they said, Havalan Kisan, could we have our wallets back? The other Tanoim asked the innkeeper, Amar Lehu, he denied everything. Lohayid Varmei Olam. I'm Rabbi Meir. Amaylo Dakisu B'Shma. Rabbi Meir says it's your fault. You are Medayik in his name. Amru Le. Amaylo Amaylo. Why don't you tell us? Amalu. He says Ika Da Amr Da Amri Anach Shasha Achzuki Me Amri. I wasn't sure. It wasn't Fadai, so I wasn't going to tell you not to do it. So my Shchuvaylu Lachanusa. Anyway, they found the storekeeper Chazu Tlafche Asfame. They saw lentils on his mustache. Azov Yavu. They went now to his wife and they said, give us our wallets. And the simon that your husband told us to give us the wallets because he had lentils for dinner. So they gave the wallet, and when the husband came home, he was so mad at his wife, and the Gemara says that he killed his wife. And the Gemara says that had he done Mayim Achronim and washed his hands and maybe even his mouth with the Mayim Achronim, then they wouldn't have seen the lentils and it would have led to saving her life. Unusual story, but again, that's the Gemara that says Mayim Achronim Hargu Es HaNefesh. But again, either way, many Achronim say that even though if you want to find some kulas, Me'ikra Din, there's no Mayim Machstomis and others, so still it is an idea to do. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch says we don't make a bracha also points in the direction that maybe it's not just Mishum Kedusha, but it's really based on the Sakana, because we know we don't make a bracha on any action that is just Mishum Sakana, to prevent Sakana. The Shulchan Aruch says Beferish, Ein Mevarchin Shum Bracha Al Mayim Achronim Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Zayin. So that's similar to Hagalah. We make a bracha on Tevilas Kalim because that's adding Kedusha. We don't make a bracha on Hagalas Kalim because that's just removing the problem. It's kashering. We don't make a bracha when we're just removing a problem. So to hear, Mayim Rishonim, that's being most of Kedusha, we make a bracha. Mayim Achronim, right? Or if we would just make a do Netilas Yadayim in the morning just because to remove the Ruach Ra, we wouldn't make a bracha. When you leave a cemetery, you wash your hands, we don't make a bracha. But because there are other reasons of Avoda, like the Rashba, and you're like a Kohen that's about to do the Avoda, and the base to make this, that's why you make a bracha. So the fact you don't make a bracha here seems to put the prevention of Sakana reason as primary. There are many details of Mayim Achronim that could be discussed. There is a minhag that many have. If you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, here he quotes the minhag that many have to make sure to be very medaktik to remove the water from the table. To remove the water from the table before one benches. So again, that's done and that's fine, but one should know what's not maker adin. Piskei Tshuvos. Nachon lahasir me'asholchan akli yemayim achronim lefnei berachas amazon ki yishlimanim ilom etvarm shebekdusha negin mayim sheshor aleim ruach ra. There's ruach ra in the water, and therefore you should remove it. But again, it is a chumrah. That's from the Kaf HaChaim, ve'ein ze maker adin, he writes in the footnote. Ki midina leka iser lomar, dvar shebekdusha negin mei netilah shedayim shachar, so mayim achronim. Me'ekar adin, there's no iser, it's not soa. Where there's an iser to say Dvaram Shevek Dusha, Negdo. It's not Erva. It's Ruach Ra. V'chein matzino l'kami migdoli Yisrael shekilu b'zeh. Many migdoli Yisrael were megach. Min agrabim lahakbid al kach mod. Many are makbid. Many mayim achronim. Kalim are made with something under it, so it could be covered, and it doesn't have to be open. So I want about removing that. How much is needed? How much water? How much, what part of the hands have to be covered? So again, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this here in Kuf Pei Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein zorach lito ela ad perek sheni shel hazbos. Doesn't have to be to the wrist, like regular mayim rishonim, but till the knuckles. Till the knuckles. Perek sheni shel hazbos, where the knuckles meet the hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ad perak sheni shalamala mishnei perkei etzbos ein magia lichlo chamachol, because above that, even if you use your fingers, food's not getting there. Umin etzpel agudot tzarach lidol perak rishon. V'maya machol magia mikan ve'el tzarach chizak alamala. If you got oil and oily and food up above, you have to wash even above. Va'ayim bir alacha. V'ra alai hamase, says the Mishnah Berurah. Woe to me, shera'isi sheish anashim asher hema zehirim menetilos mayim achronim. I see people who are very makbid about mayim achronim, aval einim yotzim chov asedin klal v'klal. But they're not yotzi at all. Deinam nosim ki im eze tipim mayim al rashi etzbos. They put a few drops on the tips of their fingers. Ad asher afilu atzof perek rishon einim agas. They don't even get to the first knuckles. V'lefamim yotzim negiyah ba'alma mayim. Some of them just touch the water. V'yideim nesharam mitunafos. Mizua masanachal. And their hands stay sweaty and dirty. Kibar rishona. Ubemes menadin tzorach lirchos l'fachos atzof shnek perek etzbos. You have to try to wash up until that point, again, because that's where the original din was made. Again, there's a lot of Kabbalah here too, as is quoted. The Yalka Yosef has a whole list based on the Zohar that those that are makbid. Who is the one that washes in Tilos Yadayim first? So again, Me'ikar Adin, if you look in the Gemara, based on Gemara and Brachas, there's a whole order. The Gadol, the ones that the Gadol should wash first, the Gadol should wash last. The Minhag Olam is that the Gadol always starts. The Gadol starts. Gadol starts with the Mayim Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah does quote, though, that if there are many people, maybe we should have a few Mayim Achronims going around, because one shouldn't talk after Mayim Achronim, after one does it. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Kuf Pei Aleph Chaf Dalid, V'tzorach lizar shal lahafsik bein hatatilol b'refas amazon afilu b'divrei Torah. Even b'divrei Torah, one shouldn't be makbid. The Sharatian quotes this from the Arizal. So again, hopefully one is makbid to say Shir Amalos or Al Naros Bavel or any other Tevra Divrei Torah, one should say that before one washes one's hands, because the washing should be right before, right? As the Gemara says, Tekef l'netila bracha. One of the takeifs, the Gemara in brachas. Tekef l'netila bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Al Naros Bavel and the Shir Amalos should be done before one does mayim achronim. What about women? So there are, the minhag is not. Again, if it's mishum sakana, one should say that there's a difference between men and women. What's the difference between the two? Everybody should do mayim achronim. But the minhag is not. If you look in Hakone Olamo, Rabbi Leibowitz, in his volume on Hilchas Brachos, so he quotes, Nashim and Atilas mayim achronim. Nechal guaposkim banaga lamaisa b'davar zeh. So machlokas aposkim in the tshuvas shalmas chayim tzorech lahodiel l'nashim shein chayavos. You have to tell the women either because of isem kedoshim or because of sakana melach stomis, right? And that's what it's mashra from the Aruch HaShulchan, who says se yazir ohadam as bnei beso lito mayim achronim. Right, bnei beso usually includes the women, so there are those that say that one should. Achlom wrote ha'amur puchazi mayam adabar. Halo minag anafas shein anotlos mayam achronim. The minag is women generally don't do mayam achronim. What are the reasons why women are not makbid? So Rav Sternbach writes, because the whole thing is a chumrah al pisod, and women are a makbid for chumras al pisod. Number one, the Shevet Alevi says bizmaneinu meikra din poskim ketosvis u'makpidin rak mitzad chumra v'lonog anashim lekabel em chumra zu. Not just chumras al pisod, but general chumras. If women worn makabel, like myriv, for example, then they don't have to be makbid. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says If the whole reason was because of sticky hands, maybe women generally are istinis and their hands weren't sticky in the first place, and therefore the original reason didn't apply to them. I feel like Kabbalah, and the Yavetz writes in the Maruk Tzia, V'yefsha shimen b'nei kach noshim shalonu ha'istinios enoagos b'may achronim. Right, that the, if their hands are dirty, so then yes, but otherwise one wouldn't have to do it. Okay, but either way, this is the discussion of women. The minhag olam is for them not to. If they want to, if their hands are dirty, they can. There's nothing wrong with it, but that is women. So we spoke about the bracha, we spoke about women, we spoke about the amount of water, and again, one should follow their custom in terms of mayim achronim. Okay, we will stop here.